Blog Talk Radio.
La da da da. Myself and center clarity, peace, serenity.
Lost all.
everyone. It's Carly. It's I don't even know what date is, but that's okay. It's the 11th of April. I'm so proud of myself for remembering it was April. We are going to talk about all the soaps. If you're happy, pissed off, you know, you want to fucking kill someone on your soaps, anything this, I have a lot I want to say, a lot to get to. We have some callers on the switchboard. Yay! Sorry. But really, when you guys call me at, 347-850-8721, it makes me kind of giddy, you guys. Just because I've had, you know, a really real crappy day, and I'm so glad to be back on air. Couple announcements. There are no really rules on the show because, you know, it's my show, so I don't really have any rules. Because if you have rules, you're going to break them anyway, so why have them? Let's see, what else? So I am going to bring on our first caller from 413, but I just want to say that I hope everyone calls in, come in the chat room, say whatever you want, and I'm going to bring on the first call. 413, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly, how are you?
Yay, you guys, it's a wonderful status. Oh, by the way, how are you feeling? Because from your Twitter page, you know, it seemed like you were sick for a while, so I was worried about you.
Well, I'm coming along. I mean, this is my first appearance on Blog Talk Radio in about 7 weeks. So I wanted to come to your show in particular because I have some interesting things to say real quick. I'm trying to limit myself because I'm getting better. Hi, Jason. I see you in the room. First of all, everybody in the soap community, with all the prayers and the good wishes, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you don't believe in the power of prayer and positive thinking, I'm here to tell you, if it wasn't for all you people, I wouldn't be talking to Carly tonight. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I love it when you call in. I love what you have to say. So, did you have some really good information for us tonight?
Well, I have a few things to say. First of all, with regard to ABC fans and all of the rumors going around about One Life to Live and All My Children and General Hospital, as far as I'm concerned, as of today, I don't think anybody should worry about Brian Franz anymore, and let's not waste our time saying fire Franz, we want Franz gone, blah, blah, blah. I can say this without any shadow of a doubt, that even though Brian Franz has the title, he won't have it much longer, and he is the least of our problems. So,
yay! I'm sorry, Ben.
Well, you know, I think we need to get off the fire Franz kick, and I mean this. Please, everybody, if you really
care about... I did not start the fire Franz thing.
I understand how people feel, and I'm not a big fan of Brian Franz, but I'm going to tell you right now, Brian Franz is the least of everybody's worry. Brian Franz will be out. It may be a week, it may be 6 weeks. But Brian Franz won't be there much longer. Okay?
I agree with you.
Now, that's how I look at it. Secondly, there are a lot of rumors going around about One Life to Live being canceled. I'm sticking by my guns on this one. Until I hear somebody from ABC tell me that they have signed One Life to Live to another year contract, I don't believe One Life to Live is alive. There is a new talk show coming to New York. It is, I call it The View 2. Okay. And the way
Why are you calling The View 2? I'm just curious.
Because you're going to find out that the next the next talk show on ABC is going to be produced by Barbara Walters' people. That's why.
Oh, come on. She only has the lady. We don't need a goddamn, excuse my language, people, but we don't need a goddamn male version of The View Part 2. I mean,
you know
Barbara Walters,
you have enough money. I agree with you.
Oh.
I agree with you, but I'm going to tell you something. This is what we need to do.
Okay.
If you believe in soap opera, if you believe in the genre, we need to take a new approach. We really need, you know, there's a lesson to be learned from the Becky Nation people. If you look at the campaign they ran, if you look at what they did behind the scenes, those Becky Nation people did a lot of things right. You know, it wasn't about Fire Franz, it wasn't about Fire Guzza, it was about Becky Hurst. And what they did there was a very positive thing. And I think that's something that we need to look at. They, you know, a couple of days ago I sent a private message to one of the members of Becky Nation, and I said, listen, I don't feel well right now, but I do know in my mind that there are things we can do. And I'm going to reach out to Becky Nation for your help, because we're going to need Becky Nation's help on this. This isn't only about ABC soaps either. This is about soap opera in general. Okay? There are ways you can produce soaps and save money at the same time. All right? And I think everybody needs to take a deep breath right now and just wait for ABC's announcement to see where it goes. Whatever decisions have been made. No matter what we do at this point, it won't matter. They're about to announce their new fall schedule in a few weeks. Nothing is going to change. They've already made their decisions. What we have to do as a community is say, okay, you've made your decision. Now you have to deal with the decision that we make, and we have to do it in a very business-like manner. We have to approach this. We can't get emotional about this. We have to do this in a business-like manner, and we have to be professional.
Exactly.
And that's the way that stands. You know, a lot of people are happy that Roger Howarth is coming back to One Life to Live. I think everybody is going to be floored by what happens. I think in the long run, it's good for One Life to Live. I would like to see a few people come back to One Life to Live before it goes off the air.
Who would you like to see?
I would like to see Larry Wolek. I would like to see Judith Light come back in her role. And I think the other thing that we have to do is, believe it or not, and I took this idea from the Donald Trump roast the other night. I think we need to reach out to Snoop Dogg and to the rap community, because there are a lot of rappers, there are a lot of people in that community who love One Life to Live. And we forgot about
that. Wasn't Snoop Doggy Dogg on, sorry, I just love saying his name like that, wasn't he on One Life to Live about a year ago?
Yes, he was.
Oh, maybe 2 years ago? I mean,
I just found this out over the weekend in talking to a friend who told me there were a lot of rappers and people in the rapping community that really like One Life to Live. And I'm like, get out of here. I never knew that.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm not surprised.
You know, there's plenty to bitch about. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on General Hospital that makes people upset. There's a lot of stuff going on about One Life to Live going off the air that makes people upset. There's a lot of things with All My Children that make people upset. But you know what? The bottom line is we all need to take a deep breath. We have to stop and have a civilized, intelligent, professional discussion about what we're going to do as a community. You know, and Jason just said Snoop Dogg and Jay-Z are both fans of One Life to Live.
Wait, Jay-Z? I did not know that. I knew about Snoop Dogg, but Wow.
But you see, these are the things we need to know. So everybody, across the board, everybody, stop. Take a deep breath. Let's work together. I mean, this week is a tough week for me because I'm just coming off of a very bad bout. I've got
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Every day gets a little bit better for me. And
yeah.
You know, the grace of God, everything goes well. But I had to call your show tonight just to beg people, please calm down. Please, let's be professional about this. Jason just said it in the chat room. Professionalism goes a long, long way. You know, as emotional as we get, take a favorite character from one of the soaps and say, what would that character do? You know, these characters are not real people. They're characters. But we've gotten to know these characters as real people. So let's look at those characters. What would they do? You know, Jason just said that Vanilla Ice is a fan of Young and the Restless. This is the bottom line for me. We need to reach out to artists out there who are outside the soap industry and say, listen, we know you were a fan of As the World Turns, or you're a fan of Young and the Restless, or you're a fan of One Life to Live. Let's find a new way of doing soap opera that keeps soap opera on the air, keeps these people working, and builds a new fan base. We can do it.
Exactly. And people, just so you know, that, you know, even though NBC is safe for Days of Our Life, Julia Roberts has said in countless interviews how much she loves Days of Our Life. And so, I mean, I know Days is pretty safe out there, but if it ever came to be that Days of Our Life 2 was not safe, you guys, Julia Roberts is a person to, you know, Twitter or whatever. We need Twitter these people. You know, they don't want their souls to go off. You guys, all the Grey's Anatomy people, a lot of them watch ABC. I mean, you know, All My Children, One Life Beats. We need to step up and get to them because they don't want their favorite soul going off the air as much as we do.
And the other thing that you have to remember here is, and I think this is very important, it is time for the fan base, and this is very important, and especially General Hospital fans, it is time for the fan base to put aside the fan wars and to put aside favoring one actor over another. All of us, as one group, there is power in numbers. It is time for the soap opera community to get our tea party on the networks. Listen to what I'm saying. It is time for the soap opera community to get tea party on the networks. And to do that, we all have to work together. This isn't about one actor. This is about a way of life. This is about programming. Jason just said it in your chat room. Fan wars are harmful. And Jason says, remember that SoapNet ratings only support that network, but it's already been replaced. Live viewing helps. The network internet viewing counts. And he's right. You know, we have to really say this is the way we're going to do business, and we have to be more professional about it. So, you know, Charlie, thanks for the time, but if we can get you folks to work together, you know, as things progress for me, I have a lot of things I have to catch up on over the next few days. But I have talked to a couple of pivotal fans off the air. I have sent a message to a couple of the actors, and I have said, listen, I'm going to work with fans to let the actors and to let the writers that we like and to let the cast and the crew know, we got your back. We got where you're coming from. We want to work together. We're going to find a way to do this right. And this means everybody out there who has a radio talk show, anybody who has a blog about soap opera, we need to centralize all this information. We need to work together as one solid unit. Again, it is time for the soap opera fan base to get Tea Party on the networks. And that's all I got to say. I just wanted to call.
I know.
You know, thank you.
I know,
everybody.
I'm glad you did. And, you know, the thing is, everyone, you know, so I'm sorry, but I think letting something like go is a huge, huge, huge mistake. I know the damage is already done, people. But that doesn't mean we cannot try and get another soap net thing on some other network. I mean, when you think about it, everyone, soap net was there for a good reason. Believe me, I live in breaking news country. You know, I'm not happy about soap net going. You know,
well,
so
you
that's
know
just...
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not so unhappy about SoapNet going. I don't have, and I'm going to tell you why. Change is good. It's good for everybody in the sense that, Nicole just said, why aren't the mags writing about this? Are they afraid of France? Let me tell you something, Nicole, and I'm going to say it because I don't give a damn one way or the other. The reason why the mags don't write about this is because they're shit terrified of the networks. Because if they don't do what
yep.
the networks want them to do, they're going to lock the soap opera reporters out of the studios, and the soap opera mags are not going to get the stories they need to sell their magazine. It's blackmail. That's what it is. It's blackmail.
You know what, Dan? I'm going to say this, and I don't care if anyone disagreed with me tonight, but these soap magazines need to stop it, because you know what? Not writing about this, you know, has been, you know, so long for so long. And, you know, all the magazines, you know, I mean, when I go back to the big storyline, that all the magazines followed that storyline. I've never seen a magazine follow a storyline like that. But, you know, I want to know, why can you write about this? Because people are ticked off.
Yeah, they are. Well, you know, Jason just made a very good point. Young and the Restless only gives news to Entertainment Weekly. They're blocking out Soap Opera Digest, Soap Opera Weekly, and Soaps in Depth. Let me tell you something. Young and the Restless has three times the audience base that General Hospital has. You know, and Young and the Restless has a following of very sophisticated viewers. And I don't think you see, Jason, you're better qualified to answer this than me. I don't think you have the violent fan wars with Young and the Restless that you see with ABC soaps. You know, I could be wrong.
No, I agree with you on that wholeheartedly. You know, the fan wars, yeah, it is on ABC. You know, I've never seen it so juicy with the fan wars on General Hospital that I have across the board with all, you know, six of the remaining soaps, five of the remaining soaps.
Well, the bottom line is, and I urge everybody strongly, take a deep breath. I know you're mad at Brian Franz. I know you want Brian Franz out of there. But you're not helping yourselves one bit by screaming, fire Franz, fire Franz, fire Franz. Franz is gone. He's gone.
Yep.
It's just a matter of when. So to me, he's not an issue. Let's not make him the issue. Because we Americans have this propensity to find a point man. We can't blame a whole bunch of circumstances. We have to find one thing to blame. What happened to soap opera, you can't blame it on one person. It's a whole variety of things. It's a change in society. It's a change in viewing habits. It's a change in the number of channels that are available online. There are so many factors that went into it. The problem is the networks were too behind and too stupid to look a year down the road to see what they could do to keep their numbers. Now, Nicole just asked, so I take it he didn't get fired today. Nicole, I don't know if there was a meeting between Sweeney and Franz today. I really don't care.
I just heard there was. That's all I heard too, that there was a meeting supposed to be between them today, but that's all I heard.
I'm going to tell you something. There have been vacations at ABC Management, and, you know, if you want to know how vacations work at ABC, all you have to do is watch The View. If you see that The View is down for a week and doing repeats, I will guarantee you that most of ABC Management is also down that week. So, 2 weeks ago, The View was
and they were gone last week. And they were okay. gone the way they were
okay.
off, like, okay.
Whatever week the view was off, I guarantee you most of ABC Daytime Anderson was also off that week.
Yep, and
okay.
not last
okay.
week, but the week before, everyone in the view, how we once, you know, I watched the view, not every variety was, just in case something happened. But I can tell you this, you guys, let's, you know, fight nicely for what we want, but we don't want another view, too. I mean, come on, but, you know, the view is okay, but we don't need a man playing view on topics. I mean, come on. They tried
okay.
that a long
Charlie, I get what you're saying, but you know what? You know what? We're all wasting our time if we try to stop it. It's already a done deal. It's not going to change a thing. They want The View 2 to come on air, and I'm going to tell you why. They want The View 2 to come on air this fall because there's going to be a vacuum with Oprah going off the air, okay?
True.
With Oprah going off the air, they're doing it now, okay? They need to do this fall. The other thing they're taking into consideration here is next year is a very contentious election year. A lot of people are going to be paying attention next year to the presidential election. It is going to be talk heaven. And you've got to remember another thing. And this is, you know, folks, when you're looking at this, look at the big picture here. Glenn Beck is going off the air this fall. Oprah Winfrey is going
off
the air.
What is the real reason? Why is the real reason Glenn Beck is going off? Was he really fired? Or did he just say enough? He wanted out? Because I believe that he...
I think Glenn Beck is leaving Fox because Glenn Beck's ratings are starting to go down the tubes, and Fox wants Glenn Beck out of there before they get into the presidential season. You gotta remember,
yeah.
in January, when Iowa has its first caucuses, that's when the presidential season's gonna really start. And you know, and Jason
yep.
just brought up a good point in your chat room. Oprah Syndicate Hour is available. 78% of Oprah stations are ABC stations. Okay? Think about that for a minute.
See, because where I live, it's on NBC here. Just, I thought, I didn't know
yeah.
that Oprah was mostly on ABC. I did not know that.
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something about Oprah. You know, she may be a great lady and she may have done a lot for women and she may have done a lot for a lot of people with her talk show. But Oprah Winfrey is a businesswoman. And if I were Oprah Winfrey, I'd be doing the same thing she's doing right now. Because I'm going to tell you, this is what's going to happen. This is my prediction. And you know, you can find out a year from now if I'm right. The minute SoapNet goes off the air, I guarantee you, OWN and ABC are going to announce that all my children in General Hospital are going to be rerun on OWN every night. That's what I think is going to
yep.
happen.
Yep. Yep,
okay?
I do too.
And I think she brought Gene Cooper on her soap opera show to reach out to Young and the Restless as well. Because she'd bring Young and the Restless over to her show too. To bring it over to OWN. You know, SoapNet going off the air is actually a good thing in my mind because they never did anything they should have done anyway. And I think Oprah is going to try and grab those shows because she doesn't want Sony to grab them. Because I'll tell you, there's one domain that nobody talks about, and that's called Soap City. Soap City was going to be a soap channel on cable 10, 11, 12 years ago. And the reason it didn't happen...
I remember hearing about that.
That's right. Soap City was going to be a cable channel until SoapNet cut them off at the knees. And ABC got in there fast. So, you know, there are a lot of things going on here. There are a lot of reasons why daytime has gone down the tubes. And you know what? We can change that paradigm. We can create the demand. We just have to be more adult about it and more businesslike about it, and we have to stop being typical Americans. You know, we Americans have to blame everything on one person. We can't blame an entire situation. Like, Love You Becky just came in your room and said, "Hi everyone, is there any news on the meeting between Franz and Sweeney today?" Who cares about the meeting between Franz and Sweeney? It doesn't matter. Franz is gone. It's just a matter of when. Right now, we need to focus on the real business at hand. Everybody, take a deep breath. Enjoy what you have. Let's think this out. Let's have an honest debate. Carly, in a couple of weeks, I'm coming back on the air again with my Tuesday night show. You know, we're going to have to work together, everybody.
Yes, I know. I know we all.
If we work together, we can do this. We can do this. You know, and let us learn a lesson from Becky Nation. You know, the people at Becky Nation, I know there some of the things, you know, they didn't do right. I understand that. But all in all, if you look at the reversal ABC did with Becky Herb, it is completely 100% on the backs of Becky Nation. They're the ones that did this. And anybody who doesn't give them 100% credit for what they did is shortchanging them. They're the ones that pulled this off. They're the ones that pulled this off. But
I agree.
I'm losing my wind. Carly, thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah, come back. You know, you're more than welcome anytime.
And thank you very much for all of your kind words behind the scenes. I know that, you know, you sent me some big words of encouragement. And again, everybody over in the soul, thank you. And let's just remember, Franz is about to be a part of our past. So let's work on the future.
Yep.
Thanks.
I agree.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Cyrus. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, the number two call in tonight, that was really good. I'm going to play a song before I bring anyone on really quick. I'm going to play Miranda Lambert's House of Building. She's one of the female vocalists of the country.
Come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, or feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of how it did for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines, plans were drawn. Board, nail by nail, board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, so feel it. Brokenness inside me might start healing.
you guys. Okay, I'm bringing my co-host on, who was this guy in here. Hi. Hi, you.
No, I've actually been on. I was just listening. I didn't want to call and interrupt, so I was listening. I've been on for, like, a while, but I didn't.
Okay. And Allie's here, too. Hey, Al.
Hello. I was just listening to the show.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I just want to say, people, I'm so happy. I'm up to 600 followers on Twitter. I would like to make it 300, like 900, that would, that would be really good. Thank you, Cyrus, for calling. Like I said, you could call back in any time, but this recover, just please, just keep on recovering, Cyrus, because we will miss you if you're not around. And the number is, 347-850-8721. So, you guys,
oh my gosh.
So, then. What?
It's not
what?
Letting me go into the. It's not letting me go into the chat thing.
I see you in the chat room.
I know, but I'm.
Well, you guys. You guys, I know a lot of you guys are not watching right now, and you know, that's okay. I'm watching because I think, like, you know, I think I need one deadly thing in my life, like, the way I see it is I'm watching a train crash by now, but, you know, I have the most in confidence. Now we are gonna get our couple, and when we get our couple of raids on ice, let's go back and watch Jason and Elizabeth. I mean, I will say this until I'm blue in the face. Jake is alive. Yes, we don't know. You know, I think so. What?
That's fine. No, keep going. I'm logged in, but I'm not in chat. I'm as a guest. That's crazy.
That is crazy. You know, the way I see it, you know, Franz, you know, like Cyrus says, I'm reading someone on Twitter saying, not bad about the Jake tragedy, it's not real, but it's about a story. No, you know what, the Jake tragedy, I don't think we will see as a tragedy very soon. I think, you know, we won Becky Nathan, so... You know, I think we will end up, you know, people said, oh, Becky's gone, Becky's been fired. Well, you know what? All the critics were wrong. Becky is back. So I'm not giving up on Little Jake being here. Yes, Al?
Is Allie on there?
I'm
Allie? Where did you go for dinner, Al?
We went out to Bob Evans.
Oh, we don't have that here. But I heard a lot of good things. Things from it. You know, I'm just, you know, you guys can call in at 347-850-8721. Okay, I'm getting yelled at for doing too much. So I'm going to leave you now, but don't worry, I will be back over the next few weeks with plenty of ideas how we can turn the tide. Cyrus, go to bed, go get rest. We don't need you, like, any up in the hospital because you're doing way too much.
Exactly.
Bruce, because we all think Clinton had Jason. Franco told Jason he will bring him a present when he comes back to the 8th. You know, I just think that, you know, we all need to calm down. But I'm just going to say, because I'm in a really weird mood tonight, people, that, you know, I was watching One Life to Live the other night. And I'm thinking, if they kill Shane off, with all the bowling, that, you know, they would get mad, but they didn't do that, so I cannot get, like, mad at them for that. But, I mean, I'm mad at the thing, well, you know, and, you know, AMC. Love, Becky, so how long do we have to wait before this comes out? When will we figure Franco comes back, my sweeps? You know, oh, and see that, I just said that Luciana isn't Brenda's son, but he is someone else's on campus. I cannot figure out who. Well, I'm going to stab this one in the dark because I can. You know what? See, Beth, I cannot figure that out either. I mean, here I was being a smart ass. That's what I get for being smart. Kelly, you are in the... Okay, you know what?
I only got in here. Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't think Lucian is related to anybody on the canvas.
You know, it's to the point where I could give a shit now what's going on in General Hospital. I haven't even checked the message boards today, and that's surprising to me.
Oh yeah, because you know what she does, people? She calls me up, and we read the message boards together, and then you know, I get really upset, and she loves this, seeing how upset I am.
It's fun to read. I love reading the bantering and the getting back at people, because once that ASF person thinks she knows something, somebody trumps her, you know, like a liaison or people that are not Sam fans, whatever, and winds up her, you know? And that's what I like to read, because she thinks that she's this know-it-all and that Jason and Sam are going to be together forever, and Jason Morgan has always been a mob enforcer, but no, he hasn't. He hasn't always been a mob enforcer. You know,
he owned a garage.
Yeah, that's right.
The garage killed Lucky, if you really want to sit there and think about that.
I know. Lucky used to help Jason at the garage, and that's how Elizabeth and Jason actually first met. They met at his garage. Lucky introduced them as Liz's girlfriend. And Lucky was living on top of the garage or up in the apartments in the garage.
Yep.
And that's where the actual fire happened, where we so-called had Lucky die.
Did retire from the mob. Yeah, he did.
He did retire. He wasn't always a mobster. Or hitman.
You know what? Love Becky. By the way, Love Becky, if you are non-Twitter, but if you are, I'm daytime 6976, so I'm always looking out for laser nights because I love laser nights. That was in the box call. And it was back then, But you know, back then, like last night I was watching V8. And I almost threw the remote at the TV. I haven't told Terry or Ari this, but I threw the thing at the TV because Sam was on. And I just couldn't take her whining little voice.
Fine.
Oh, fuck you! I'm kidding you!
Okay, but
you know what? Okay, Sam, you have no alliance to anything. You have no way talking to Carly because you are making me not enjoy the Carly team people, and that is getting me frustrated.
Yes.
And so I
didn't Carly think Sam out.
And why do you think that's why I turned off She took it off my DVR. She ruins the whole show for me. Sam McCall.
I understand that, but like I said, the remote got out of my hand. I didn't even know it got out of my hand until it was across the room.
See?
Okay, see?
When Liz was in the scene with her, and when Liz was in the scene in the hospital with Jake, Jason and Sam was there, I forgot about Sam. That's the thing with Jason and Liz, they make you forget that there's anybody else in the scene. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind if Sam's in the room with Jason and Liz, because I forget
Elizabeth.
She's even there. Elizabeth, yeah. So, but she ruins a whole emotional scene with Spinelli and Jason for me.
I know, you know.
Okay, off topic, Allie, I watched Vampire Diaries.
Oh my god, wasn't it so awesome?
Wasn't it amazing? I know.
Oh my god.
I was hoping that she was going to do something like that, that was going to happen like that. I mean, I was hoping that, what's her name? I can't even remember the names anymore. Elena.
Isabel?
That Isabel was going to do something like that to betray Catherine, kind of, you know, and.
I didn't know.
Okay.
So I went and I thought the episode title was really leading because it's Know Thy Enemy. And I went and I was like, oh, something's going on.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be some double, triple, quadruple crossing here. And I mean, really, it was like, it was really a twisting episode because at first we all thought that, you know, Isabel was on Catherine's side, and then you got into this little thing that, oh, well, maybe Isabel's on Elena's side, and then she goes back to Catherine's, and then she's with John's side there, and John and Catherine are on two different sides now, and then all of a sudden Isabel's back to Elena. At the very end, I thought that she was definitely in Catherine's corner. But then find out that she has been compelled.
Okay.
By
what's
Sal.
The whole Alaric, he's just possessed. He's kind of, they put that, his spirit or something in Alaric, right? Or what? What is that all about?
I don't know. Alaric has been possessed by Sal.
Or if he's been the whole time.
Or if he's been Klaus the whole time.
I was thinking that. I was like, oh my god. That would be a really twist if he had been that.
Because we gotta remember too, an original, they can't die unless, you know, they have that dagger. So that would be the whole thing about that.
Oh
my god. And it could also be how Isabel, who isn't a, you know, she's not a very high up vampire anyways, how she could get a hold of Klaus. Second of all, Alaric's ring has a blue stone in it, I'm pretty sure.
But didn't he give it to, he gave it to John though, the ring, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Give it back to him. I like Alaric.
So,
as he becomes evil, I like him. I like him.
I know.
Stuff. Why they have to, maybe there's something more to it. He's probably possessed, or they did the little chant. So maybe that witch or whatever did that, put his alert. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
And now to find out that Bonnie's probably going to end up dying.
I know.
Once this all comes to a head.
I like Bonnie and Jeremy, you know. I do.
I know. I do too. I love them. And I love Jenna and Alaric. And then Jenna's got this whole big betrayal between Alaric.
I know.
And now the whole thing with Alaric being Klaus or being possessed by Klaus. It's like, oh my god.
My head was spinning.
I had to watch it again.
Helena is staying at the house, right? Okay, so say protect
now
her.
Now Elena owns the house.
Yeah,
owns the house. So that way she can only invite vampires and she wants.
Previews for, isn't it like a party or, what is happening next one? Is it something's going on like a costume party or, I don't know what preview it was, but it looked interesting. I'm waiting for Damon freaking Elena to do something. Just get it out. Just to get the
they want it with each other. Elena doesn't admit it, but you know she wants them.
I know. I don't know if I saw the previews to it. I'm not so sure if I did or not, but I am hoping that Elena and Damon hook up sometime in the near future, please, before the season ends. Would be nice.
Even if it's just like, even if it's just because you know when they do that with couples on social.
Okay, you guys.
What?
Guys, I'm like in a happy mood right now. Okay, so while you guys were talking, I saw Debbie Gibson on Trudeau. And while I was a teenager, I loved her music.
Yeah, me too.
And guess what?
She's coming on the show.
Yeah, she's gonna. I send you a request to Montreal gal to make it happen.
Oh my god.
Your mother's okay. Gibson and Tiffany, so maybe she's got to get Tiffany, the little rival. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god, no, you guys, you know what, this is really cool, people. I am so proud of myself.
She wasn't that popular for many years, though, was she? She only had, like, maybe a couple hits. I don't remember. Was she popular for a long time, like, or did she kind of, like, just fade, or...
Well, see, I liked you, but that doesn't mean she was all
that
popular.
No, I didn't have a Dr. Pepper. I know you don't like people grabbing it.
Oh, Seabeth, thank you. Sam did. No, I don't think Colby knows, because if Colby knew what Sam did,
she wouldn't be so quick to carry a child for.
Yeah, come on. You know, and you guys seriously, I don't believe the Sam baby will ever make the light of day. Don't send me off an email on how awful I am for...
I was reading an article with this whole Franz thing. I was reading an article the other day. It said that Franz doesn't seem he really cares what he's doing to daytime. He's not feeling guilty about it. And they were saying something, he would rather probably go the route of talk shows or cooking shows because he was like involved. He was ahead of something internationally. Like he really brought in like the Big Brothers internationally, and they made it big or whatever, and so I don't know. He doesn't seem too concerned. That's why I'm glad that he's going to be gone, if not now, in a little while, because we care. We are the fans that matter. Why should he be the only one? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Why is it? It's the fans that matter, not Franz. Who gives a shit, Woody? He's supposed to be managing ABC Daytime, not saying, oh, we're going to take it to the lowest of the low and then get it off the air and scrap it and bring other things in there.
I like what Silas said earlier, that Franz was our past, because you know what? He's out. We don't need to worry about him. You know, it's over with him. He's our past. We need to start focusing on our future.
So
down together. Right now.
How do we really know that Franz is still there?
So he's out then? Franz is totally out now? Or what?
I'm just saying, you guys, with the view on holiday last week, or the week before, you know what? We will get raised on back, you guys. I know everyone has been down in the dumps, but you know what? Without Franz in there, there's this other leading lady that will not be our problem much longer, you guys. Because if you think about even if Tuba, he was starting along in regards to Lazon, it's not a secret John doesn't care for Becky Will. You know what? Fuck that, because John is probably out of there very, you know, very soon. You know, and in my opinion, it makes me so happy. Here,
this is, could ABC Chief, could Brian Franz, could be about to kill both AMC and One Life to Live. Because, you know, these are staple shows that have been on a lot longer than probably, well, what, how old is Brian? Never mind, maybe Brian Franz is older than the shows, but, you know, he's, when did Brian Franz get in there, like 2003? Or what year was it that he came in? Do you remember? Or was it 2000? I know it was in when Courtney and Jason came in. He came in.
You know why?
For Jason and Courtney. So he was in there like in 02. And ever since then, he's just, that's why I'm saying the shows was better before then. Well, it was kind of okay, you know, early 2000s, but he's just totally ruined ABC Daytime. I mean, yeah, ABC Daytime. I thought I said AMC Daytime.
Well, you know, the way I see it is we are going to get rid of him. And, you know, really bad. You know, we are going to get rid of a lot of problems when Fonz go. I mean, how many people are following Fonz right upon on Twitter? I am. Yeah. He hates the drama. He really thinks Lisa can survive. Talking reality of people. No, you know what it is with this guy? No, you know what this is?
I'm not going to want to watch it.
What?
No, I was just saying I'm not going to watch the shows that he wants to put up on there.
Well, I don't think it will be a problem. You know, remember when he said views can be taught? Well, you know what, okay, views can be taught. Okay, fun, seed, no. I just think it's very, very sad that, you know, you've done all of this. And, you know, one day, you know, yeah, well, who wants to watch another stupid talk show? Not me. Yeah, exactly. We've seen enough talk shows, you know, come and go. I mean, my people, well, Becky, I can't stand the View. I can take the View a little. Because I like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, okay? No emails on that, people. What?
What's your favorite talk show? What's your favorite talk show, Ed?
Mine is Weeks Away. Because...
I haven't watched a talk show. I used to love watching Dr. Phil. Even Geraldo, you know, back in the day when me and my mom used to watch them. That's why I liked them. Geraldo, Dr. Phil. I watched Oprah for a while, but I wasn't a really, really big fan, you know, and all that, you know. But even the talk shows, there's too many out there. Why do we need to add another one to the roster, you know?
We don't.
I mean, I think Corey Spelling is in the works for a talk show or something, you know, and I'm just so tired of talk shows. I don't want any, you know, it's going to be a sad day in hell when all the soaps are not on anymore.
Okay, you know what I love about Joey? You guys, the best.
Well.
You know, thing I love about Joey? She could take a situation. No, go somewhere.
Look at what happened. They got lost two of them in a year right after the other.
Okay,
I
thought, no.
Those are a couple of my favorite shows, too. And it was because of somebody was ahead of the daytime, well, not the daytime, but she was head of, like, I forgot, well, she just got fired, but she, under her watch, two soaps went under, you know, and this is what happening with ABC Daytime. It's like all these soaps are under the helm of Brian Franz are going under. So as soon as this can be done, a hospital on air.
Yeah, but Franz hands... Which I, yeah, but after Grizzly, I mean, after Fonzie,
after
I don't think...
I think does care about Liaison. He wrote for
yeah.
them. I mean, he's the one that
yep.
started He's the one that wrote
she wrote both.
In the first place.
Oh my god. I'm
gonna go ahead and let you guys go because I have an early morning tomorrow, even though I'm off. So I'm gonna go. I'm like falling asleep right now, listening to you guys.
Okay.
I'm gonna have a show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, over at the Rant Room. Carly, you're a friend over on Block Talk, so people can just direct them over.
Yes.
And you can follow the Rant Room on Twitter. It's at RR Show. So everybody join over there and follow me. I want to get up to 100 followers, hopefully. I don't have that many, so we'll see. All right, girls.
Bye.
Night.
Have a good night.
Okay. No. See, Beth. No. You know. Yeah. Because we don't have to. But I feel like Raven is coming. I feel like our whole nightmare is about to be over. The nightmare that we have been in for 7 years. You know, we are gonna wake up one day and. It's going to be a new beginning, a new day and time, a new everything. And we are going to get what we so fucking deserved 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, you know?
Like, yeah, but you know what? The older you get, the more impatient you get. You know what I mean?
Okay, you
with
know what?
Show. It's like, back in those days, I was younger, and it was okay because I had other shows to watch, and... You know, and stuff. I had Scotty Mike to go to, As the World Turns to go to. But I don't remember a time where I didn't watch a soap opera. That's why I'm saying it would be a sad day in hell. I don't remember a time where I did not watch a soap. Even if I didn't watch one, I went to watch another on another station. So, it made us impatient. Yeah, Ella, maybe the 10 years made us impatient. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I believe. 10-year decade is a long time, and that's a long time to wait patiently for your favorite couple.
You know what, you guys? Yeah, I noticed that. You know what, have you noticed Thomas, Lucky, and Jason?
Were they
talking about the regress? Yeah.
Lucky
you know, well, you guys...
Together?
Yeah, well, you guys, you know, the thing is, Becky will be back. You know, this was the week or two that Becky was fired. Let's remember that. And why can't Jason and I even stand to look at Lucky until they're brought back? No, what they did, see, Beth, is, this is crazy. This is the best Lucky we ever got. So that's why was this bastard. And, you know, and say that he never fucking did anything, that Lucky had never done anything with the View, no. I mean, Jason has to agree with Elizabeth, yes. And I believe that will happen, but you guys, we are not talking grief here. You know, we are talking, we are talking that, there'll soon be, you know, Jake is alive, Jakey is alive and well. And, you know, when we all find that out, I really want to, you know, go dance around. You know, I want to just dance around and, you know, say I told you so, ABC Trips and Dance to Ryan, you know, as of never guys this. You know, really want to say, you know, you guys, fuck you, basically, because you guys have been so negative. Yeah, you spoiled the story, but you never spoiled the fucking aftermath. So please, you guys, you know, let's be honest. When everyone does find out Jake is alive, I do not want to hear, oh, I've known it all along. If anyone says that, I'm going to scream. And I know tonight I feel like I'm losing my voice, but, Terry, where did you go? Terry? Terry? Okay. Terry, are you there? Wait, are you yelling at us? No. I'm not yelling at you guys. I'm yelling at the fact that all the negative press, you know, was, you know, tell us why do you think like so like. Terry, are you there? Terry. Terry, where are you? Well, where is Terry? Okay. I don't get where Terry was. Terry, are you on the switchboard again? Okay, well, I guess it's just only me that's on here. Because Franco knows, like, he's just so lucky to gain it from his mom. Do you think Mr. Cookie the real Zeke? I mean, he looks like a little bit... No, I think we were just... See Jake very, very soon. Oh, my son Brandy came in here. That was really cool. Okay, so I'm gonna play another song because it's only me and I don't know where everyone went to. But hold on, we'll Cherry had to go. I don't know what was so important, I guess. I will find out later. So we only have... We only have 15 more minutes of the show. So what did you guys want to talk about? I'm really, I woke up in the middle of the night and I am so emotional with chemo in it and for some whiny crap. I think that would freak me out too. I think... oh my god, that would freak me out. So yeah, I guess I'm all alone on this boat tonight. 718. Oh, okay.
Hello.
718, you are on air.
Hi, it's Tamara. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. So how are you doing?
Doing okay. Is anybody on?
No, it's just me and you.
Oh, okay. I haven't really been watching GH, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, nothing, you know, nothing really, good. You know, they're going to be back together before we know. I feel that deal.
Yeah, I do feel that that's coming. I'm just trying to figure out with this mess, with what's going on, what's going to happen. Because from what I've been reading, they haven't really shown Becky, which really stinks, considering it was her son that got killed, or so they say. I don't think he's dead, but you never know.
Okay, hey, and who, what's your name again?
Tamara.
Tamara, I agree with you. Wholeheartedly, I agree with you. But remember, this was a couple of weeks that Becky was fired.
Oh, okay. So that's good to know.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, this was, the week, that she was fired. They do have some spoilers. They are going to comfort each other on the 6th of May. Yeah, I see that, but you know what? What I really want to see is my interaction with them. I do.
Yeah, me too. I mean, in general, I want to see more of Becky, too. I want her to have a really good story, considering she hasn't had one in a long time, and not including Jake, because I don't think they needed to supposedly kill him off. I don't know what they're thinking. But I want her to have something separate than just it involving her family. I wanted to, I don't know. I just want Becky to have something really good to show everyone that she is a great actress, because we already know as Becky Nation that she is.
Yeah, we already know, we already know that.
I wonder where everybody is. I guess because it's a Monday. Sorry.
You know what I'm thinking about doing, and I need people in the room to tell me if this is a good idea or not. I'm thinking about maybe our Wednesday shows to Friday. What does everyone think about having a Friday show?
A Friday show?
Yep.
Actually, that's not bad. Friday show. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, me too. I really do think that would be a really good idea. Because, yeah, that will one day, because sometimes I get busy on Wednesdays, and I think, we are on here Monday nights, and then Wednesday is just 2 days later, and sometimes, things, like we are repeating ourselves.
Right. No, I agree. I think
you know,
a little bit
longer. Yeah, and Friday night will be better because Wednesday, the night sometimes I just need to take a break, rest my voice. People know how I get on Twitter. Oh, Brandy in the room. I'd like to see something where Liz talks to Kim about Zeke and some memories. Yeah, me too, but tomorrow, don't you ever feel like not sewing? Zeke's memorial was a huge red flag, like, wait a moment, they are not sewing, I mean, there were no memorial on screen. What did you get from that?
Actually, I was upset because they're not showing how Elizabeth is dealing with it. They're showing everybody else. It's annoying. First of all, I know Lulu. Oh, how I hate that character. I know she's Cookie's sixth sister, but she really should not have an opinion. I don't care if she. I did see like clips and stuff. I saw that she apologized to Liz, but I'm like, get away! Liz, knock her out. But I just want to see more Liz, because that's her son. She's the one that's raised him. Lucky hasn't
exactly.
even raised him. Lucky was never really there anyway. He was there when he needed to pretend to be a dad or look like he was a good dad. And then it annoys me that Carly even has a say, and she's like, oh,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you know I do love Carly. I mean,
I know
do.
You do, but she's being selfish. I'm sorry. I like Carly, too. I like to hate her because she's just, I like her being
okay,
selfish.
I, but, you know, I love Carly, so it's like, but I agree with, you know, Carly doesn't have to be a decision, but what I want to see is Carly finally fucking, you know what, Sam did to take all those years ago.
Yeah, I think, listen, I like Carly. I think her and Liz can get along. I don't know if I would like them to be kind of frenemies in a way, like understand each other. I think that she was a little callous. She was so happy that Elizabeth helped her, but then it was like she put Liz to the back of her mind, and now she's back to the Carly that, oh, Elizabeth is mean, she's not nice, she did this, and because of her, he's this. That's what I don't like. Like, she's only nice to her when she gets what she wants, but then again, that's her with everyone, and that's fine with everyone else, but your kid just got saved. She should actually be nicer to Elizabeth, and
I agree with you on that.
I'd like to see her nicer and then getting along, as because they're both mothers. But they need to show Elizabeth more, not all these other new people. And how all these new people get in contact and our vet can't even get on air? Where the heck is Jack?
Well,
no one's being shown. I think that GH really needs to change, and they need to start showing our vets, and I think that Becky needs to be shown more, and they need our couple back together. All right.
Well.
And we need to see Cam, too. He's such a cute little boy.
Well, we have another caller on now. Hello, you're on the air. Okay.
They probably didn't want to speak.
Yeah. Jerry, you on air? Hello? Well, I will keep her on air until...
Maybe she'll say something. But I just wanted to stop by Carly for a few minutes because I got to get ready to relax a little before I go to work tomorrow. But I'm with you on our couple is coming. I really hope that Jake is still alive, and I want to see more Becky. But, let me know about if you're going to do it on Friday or not, and I will call in again soon.
I think I'm going to because I think we could, you know, get a lot more people.
Okay. Well, let me know, you know, DM me and I'll respond.
Okay, Jim. I will DM you.
Okay, cool. Have a great night and
see you. You
too. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, Terry, are you on? Okay. Well, I guess he's not speaking. I don't know why, but that's fine. Let's see. We have 6 more minutes on air, and
I don't know. Oh,
okay.
Oh, no. Oh, crap.
Hey, you. I can't hear you.
Oh, Lexi, what happened to all them Rice Krispie treats that I got you? And the cereal, too, the little cereal. You ate like 3 of the little cereals.
Hey, you on air? You on air with us? Hello, Jill. You.
I know I am. I can't talk right now. Okay.
Fine, then we'll all get there. Okay, fine. Did you want to just call Leo?
Yeah, I'm right.
Fine, goodbye. So, let's see, my co-host leave me. We have 5 minutes. Oh, and you know the person that called in? Do you guys know her Twitter name by any chance? You know, I'm just really pissed off by now. Let's see. Yeah, well, we have 3 more minutes. So, what did you guys want to talk about for 3 more minutes? You guys should want this Spinelli Diane book. And you also should go buy Lady Annabelle on CD. So let's see. Northern Angry is not worth it. Well, you know what? This whole day has been crazy. You know, one of my really good friends on Twitter blocked me, and I don't even know what I did, you guys. I mean, kind of hurt over that. But I don't care about this scenario book. Oh, that's okay. I was just saying it was out there. We have 1 more minute on air. And we will probably be back on Friday night. Wait. Okay, see, but we can wait. Let's see. 90 seconds to go. Wait. You know, this, you know, you have friends on Twitter that one day you do something and you don't even know what the fuck you did to this person. You know, I really don't understand it because that person just blocked me. So, I really don't know what I did. Well, yeah, but Becky, are you on Twitter? Because if you are, will you please follow me? We have 34 seconds. So let's see, you know, thank you again, Cyrus, for calling in. That was so sweet, Cyrus. Do what the doctor says for you to do because, you know, we don't want you to get injured. And let's see. So I'm thinking about having a Friday night. So please contact, my name is Bradford on Shadoo. Well, love Becky, if you like, this is you all and you're following me. Well, that's good. Cause, you know, I need to know who I'm following and who I'm not. And, you know, I love all you guys because you guys have been so supportive of, like, the show and everything. And, well, we are off air, but can you guys show me this album? See Beth. Okay, we will be back Friday night. Let's keep on the Zaydon fight and the Jake fight because it's worth it. But yeah, I will be back on air for Friday night. And, Cyrus, go to bed. We don't need you stressing yourself out. So yeah, we are off air. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so anything else? And you guys, please, please come back on Friday night because that would be really cool. So I guess I will go. Can you guys show me? Okay, well, I'm going to play one more song and then I'm out. Call back in on my Friday night. Goodbye. Night, guys. Bye-bye.